when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio supporters out there and all you wonderful Blood River Radio listeners that are just tuning in. But I'd like to especially welcome the family, the Blood River Radio family, for tuning in. And that especially includes all of our donors and the people that keep us on the air. But you're listening to, like I said, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie L. Miller, a.k.a. the Bombardier Miller. We are syndicated nationally and internationally by Liberty News Radios, old Sam Bushman and Company, and Jay and Miss Lizzie. They keep us on the air, and we go out all over creation. So that's who you're listening to. And listen, we are a Christian radio show. And by the way, this is May the 3rd in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty God, 2025. There is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. So people, if you will, being this is a Christian radio program, a radio broadcast, we look at ourselves and I try to, and I really believe that we are more like a civil defense, a white civil defense organization trying in every way we can with our, I guess you could say, meager resources to fight against the obvious, mega obvious operation of global white genocide that's wide open right now. So that's what we're here for. And we realize that without God Almighty, we will never succeed in that mission. It's going to be hard even with God because he's going to put us through the mill to see if we truly deserve saving. And if it's up to me and the people that follow us, our family, we're going to give it our all. So if you will, people, like we said, this is a Christian radio program. If you will, please bow your head just for a moment for a quick prayer. Almighty Father God, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of all that's seen and unseen, you who created every element that's known in the periodic table, and even elements out there yet to be discovered. You created it all. You just spoke it into existence. You are the God we are praying to now, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Eddie Miller, the God of Blood River Radio, the God of all of our listeners and our precious family. We appeal to you, God, to stay with us. Keep us alive. Give us the wisdom. Give us to recognize the enemy. Especially give us the wisdom, Lord, to recognize their almost unrecognizable ploy and tactics being used against us. There are so many charlatans out there, Lord, as you well know, that come in the name of white patriotism, that come in the name of even American nationalism, that are really just wolves in sheep's clothing. You know that, Lord. Please give us the wisdom to recognize those wolves in sheep's clothing, and give us the means to fight them. Give us the weapons to fight them. Lord, we know that in the end, before we can ever win freedom on this earth, it's going to get violent. We know that, Lord. And Lord, we ask you to stay with us to the very end, Lord, because it's going to be them or us. There's good and evil in this world, Lord, and you know that. I know that. I know that because you put it in my brain. Good and evil. There is no gray area. There's no in between. It's either us or them. Either we survive or they survive. Lord, I ask you that you let us survive and let us be worthy to survive. Give us everything we need to win that victory for you, O Lord, in your name. And we ask all this, O Lord, in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, whose precious saving blood saved us. And all we need to do is accept that as a free gift, Lord. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, people, the prayer came from the heart. I never rehearse it. I just wing it when it come in, but it's straight from the heart. I'd like to give you a quick outline before we go to our precious young guest. First of all, we always have to honor our donors, our precious donors. I talked to Miss Buddy today. I always call her Miss Buddy. I will until the day I die. She's the precious wife, the widow, the survivor of Mr. Henley Kirkland. I called him Mr. Buddy, and I always will. I loved him so much. I loved him like the older brother I never had. I wished I had, but I never did. But Miss Buddy sent us a nice donation. I talked to her today. She's such a precious lady. I mean, my grandfather lives over about 40 miles from here, so I'm hoping I can go over there and just where my grandfather's buried in Mark Tree, Arkansas, not too far from where Miss Buddy lives. So hopefully me and my wife can go over there and decorate my grandfather's and grandmother's grave and see Miss Buddy before too long. It's only about an hour's drive. Also, Brother Dennis and Sister Pam Adams of Virginia, they sent their donation. We certainly appreciate that. We could not get along without these donations, without these sacrifices. I know money's tight. It's hard to come, and I know it's a sacrifice to those people. So I'd like to thank you, precious donors, and also thank you other donors that are constantly sending in money, but not this week. But I still need to make a list of everybody who's ever donated all the way back to the first day back in October 2018. I said I was going to do that, and I want people to hold me to that. Anyway, I'd like to once again thank y'all people so much for keeping us on the air, for helping us do this battle. Sometimes it gets kind of tiresome, but we'll never quit as long as the Lord lets us do this. Okay, I got a few notes here. Next week, people, I will be out. As you, all you people listen regularly, you know every year I set aside a day, a weekend for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. I work with them. You know, I'm a registered nurse, trauma certified, combat medic. Proudly, well, I wasn't proud of the time I got drafted in 1967. They made a combat medic out of me. But I use that some on the side, and I'm still an ORN, and I donate my time to St. Jude. Also, I'll be working the Greek Festival, God willing. I make money for them that way. That's how I'm able to run these. As a reward for me, I get to run my guts out. And sometimes I get to run. They'll let you run till you puke and pass out. That's happened to me several times. So anyway, that's where I'll be next week, working for the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And hopefully we'll have, I think we'll be able to get somebody come in and set in my place, because we already have a staff left. Next week, God willing, the Bitter Eater himself will be back. He's been out for a while on the campaign trail for the raising money for the Forest Home. Sister Monica Schaefer, a.k.a. Sister Braveheart, will be back. So all we'll need was somebody just to run the board, like me and Lizzie will do all the hard work. Anyway, so they'll be back. Let me see if I have any more notes. That's pretty much all the notes. Now, here we got, I'll give you a quick outline. Tonight, we have our first guest. We'll be coming on just in a second. His name is Tennessee Ben. He's a young guy. I talked to him just today. Very, very, very excited about getting Tennessee Ben in here. I hope he comes in on a regular basis. I like to get this young, fresh blood in here. He's young. He's smart. He's energetic. He's brave. He got guts. He's just a great all-around guy. He's going to be coming in on the first hour. And also Jason Robb will be coming in the second hour. He's going to be breaking down all this anti-Semitic legislation coming down, that coming from the international, what the historical Department of Holocaust, you know, remembrance, all this. People, it's getting serious. If all that stuff comes to pass, if they're trying to push through, and this is just a preamp, we'll talk about this in the second hour, they'll take people like Blood River Radio down. We'll have two choices. We can either broadcast, we'll broadcast a program or two, and then they'll come kick the doors down and take us off to prison. That's what they do in all these other European countries. That's what they've done. So don't think it won't happen here. We've been preached about that for years. So if you will, if you're going to help us out, if you're going to send us any money, help us out. We never beg for it, but we could, by God, sure use it. Anyway, speaking of donors, we have one more guy here, John Mack. of Illinois. Mr. Dunn, God bless you, buddy. You sent me a bunch of reading material, but just with all due respect, I don't have time to read all that. I have enough stuff in my office, literally, to stock a small library. There's no way, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, I don't have time to read all that. We have more stuff to talk about. We have knowledge out coming out of our ears. There's hardly anything you can talk about out there we don't already know about. We can't cover it all. What we need help. We need money. We need people to help us spread the word about Blood River Radio. That's what we need. We don't need any more reading material. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but just telling you the truth. People, we're going to our first break right now. We're running completely out of time. Didn't mean to. We'll be right back after this match. We're going to bring on Tennessee Ben. Be right back, folks.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Dear Blood River Radio people, thank you so much for hanging out. And listen, don't get me wrong, folks. I'm just saying, I don't want you to waste your money sending me boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff to read. I swear I don't have time to read it. And I'm not trying to be arrogant, but 19 times out of 20, I already know all about it. I just don't have time to talk about it on the radio. We try to center on the things that are the most important at this time. And I don't really get heavy into a lot of intellectual stuff because we don't have time. We really don't. I don't get into a lot of theory. I get into what's real, what's happening right now, what's the most dangerous. That's what we're going to do. People, with that, we have our first guest on. I'm hoping he'll be a co-host before one of these days because we need new young blood. Anyway, his name is Tennessee Ben. We're going to bring him on, and he's a great organizer for the Knights Council. He's, I guess you'd say, like a first cousin, spirit cousin with Jason Robb, who's going to be coming on the second hour. Jason Robb will be coming on the second hour. Paul Fromm will be coming on the third hour. And so that's what we got lined up tonight. So go ahead.
Those are two men I aspire to be.
Well, I tell you what, you're a young guy. You got a big long time ahead of you. You certainly, and you've already made great waves in your life. So go ahead, Tennessee Ben. Tell us some of those. In fact, on the show notes I put in there today, I said an old white activist, much older than you, would be really proud of your resume. So go ahead, tell them who you are. Tell them a little bit about your resume. Tell them who Tennessee Ben is, and let's tell them some of the stuff we talked about earlier today. Tennessee Ben, go ahead, buddy. This hours are yours.
Sounds good. Well, just kind of a quick outline of who I am. You know, I'm a Knights Party member and a recruiter. Grew up in the Ozarks and moved out here to the beautiful midsection of Tennessee to study some of the history of the Civil War out here and just get a fresh scenery. Was a proud supporter and a activist at Charlottesville. Would never regret that a day in my life. Was all also right. down there at New Orleans when they took Lee down. I was at that protest as well. Been to a handful of other small ones. Not gonna lie, I love the energy of the street protests, and I guess the reason I say that as bold as I do right now is because I'm kind of gonna backpedal on that a little bit with some of the other things I have to say later on. But you know, I've always been super, super proud of my heritage. Sorry about the noise here. I've got a car coming past me. Where was I? Anyway,
proud of your heritage.
Yeah, proud of my heritage. You know, we've done our ancestry back to about 1220 in England and Scotland, and yeah, you know, joined up with Knights Party because you know they're very much a you know, faith, family, and freedom, and support your heritage, love your people, and I found that to be just really connecting with me. You know, everybody thinks of the Klan as in your face, loud, rowdy, let's beat them up and knock their teeth out, not family welcoming. And that's the exact opposite. When you go to the Knights Party, you're going to find mothers with children, people debating politics in friendly manner, and just good old-fashioned fellowship. And that's just what I love about it. I mean, it's a safe place. I've never had to lock my doors when I've been there. My car truck stays unlocked the whole time because it's just that type of an environment. You don't have to worry about it. And I mean, I go on and on saying the same thing, but that's a little bit about me and how I got here. You know, I lived in Indianapolis for a while and had to deal with the Negro issue up there. And as I got older, I realized that the Negro issue was fueled by the Jews. And, you know, the more you look into it, the more you see and the more you can't unsee. And you got to kind of, you want to be aware of what's going on, but you can't let the darkness in this world drag you down to where you're no good to your people. And I see this so much in our movement. You get these young guys, they come in gung-ho, ready to go at 500 mile an hour. They're ready to be boots on the ground, kicking teeth in, kicking doors in. And 2 years later, they're burnt out or they're in prison or just go off a crazy end. Like a lot of these people we've seen who have come into the right-wing movement and they're ready to go. 2 years into it, 3 years later, they're on Antifa's side because they wanted more action. And it's sad. You gotta pace yourself. This isn't just a party. This is a way of life. And you know, you live it every day. So I guess I'm kind of rabbit trailing. As we
you're
do
doing great.
Here on
you're
Thunder
doing fabulous.
Radio. But don't get yourself burnt out and stay positive. You have to look at the positives in the movement where the, you know, the family, the fellowship comes in. Cause if you don't stay positive in the movement, you'll burn out. And you know, that's why I say don't dwell 100%. And I'm not saying this, don't turn your back on the issues. But you have to give yourself time to live life and enjoy the purpose that we're here for, and that is to raise white families, Christian families, and reproduce. And if you can't enjoy doing that, you're doing something wrong. And so just going forward with what I'd come on today to talk mainly about was what can we do to be proactive in the movement outside of being on the streets. I believe every young man should at least partake in a couple street protests, get out there, even if it's not Charlottesville or not New Orleans or any of the other big ones that we've had in the last several years, especially back around 2017. You know, they don't have to be like that, but, you know, go stand on the street sign with a sign that says unborn births matter. You know, be a voice. But also remember, there are things you can do in your community that will not only shed a good light on you, but your organization, whether no matter what organization you're in, whether it's Knights Party or any other organization out there. If you stay local and you don't go out and protest, do things like being a volunteer firefighter. Do things like Eddie did, where he donates so much of his life and time to the children's hospital. What people don't realize is when you do that, you put a good light on the organization while you're helping other people. And you don't do the helping to be seen. You do it out of your heart. You can use it as a propaganda tactic, which it works great as, but do the good deeds out of the kindness of your heart, not out of look at me. You don't want to be a Pharisee. But, you know, I'll use you for an example, Eddie. You know, what you've done for years at the Children's Hospital, my hat is off to you 100%, because you being as vocal as you are here on the radio show and then going and doing that will change so many lives, because some kid that the money you raised and it saved him will get on the internet one day and realize who you are and what you stand for, and the fact that you stood up, took time to make money to save his rear end when you didn't have to. You could sit on the couch like the rest of us and drink beer and say, I hate niggers and fuck the Jews. Pardon my language. But we can do that all day long, but what good does it do our communities? Get out there, be proactive. Now, you have to be careful so that you don't get yourself banished from helping, so you can promote your ideals without getting kicked out. So in my case, I'm on a fire department, volunteer. Most of my associates at the fire department know vaguely of my associations. I'm not going to walk in there and yell, Hail Hitler. I'm on the fire department and walk around town with a swastika shirt on. Now, I'm not saying I don't have one of those shirts that I wear when I'm outside of my town. But I don't come in and shed a rowdy light on my department. But I will gladly get up at 3 a.m. to go help an old lady off the floor when she falls, or go put out a burning house. And people in the community, you don't have to tell them, I'm a member of the Knights Party, or I'm a member of the American Nazi Party, or whatever organization, or even Shield Wall Network. I could name 2 million different groups. It doesn't matter the group. People will find out over time your associations through other people. But when they look at you and you're helping the community, they're not going to go, oh, he's a horrible racist. They're going to go, wait a minute. So what I've been hearing about the Knights Party, you know, they're not what the media portrays. And when you do that, you shed a good light on your brothers. And I mean, that's the whole point of where we are. It's for two things, love God and love your people.
And Tennessee, Ben, you're doing a fabulous job. We've got to go to our bottom of the hour break, and we'll be right back to you. You're doing a great job, so don't lose your train of thought, because you're doing great, brother. Be right back, people.
Sounds
be
good.
Right with Tennessee Ben in just a minute.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. More good news for the Trump team. American employers adding a better than expected 177,000 jobs in April as the job market showed resilience in the face of President Trump's effort to level the playing field in international trade. And the Labor Department reports the unemployment rate remained at a low 4.2%. A new poll finds Americans seem to like Attorney General Pam Bondi. Here's correspondent Ken Norman.
The latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 42% of likely U.S. voters view Bondi favorably, 26% holding a very favorable impression, 38% view Bondi unfavorably, 24% aren't sure. And according to the survey, 3 months into her tenure as America's top law enforcement official, Bondi has made a more favorable impression on voters than her predecessor. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, National Taxpayers Union Foundation says data proves tax cuts do not disproportionately affect the poor.
Back to Reagan's tax cuts, Bush's tax cuts, and Trump's tax cuts, the tax code is getting more and more progressive. We're shifting a much greater burden of the income tax burden onto the wealthier incomes. And a lot of people, lower-income earners, have been relieved from a lot of that.
That is spokesman DeMaine Brady making his comments earlier in the week on the Salem Radio Network. Arizona GOP Congressman Andy Biggs calls the president's first 100 days in office a multifaceted attempt to restore constitutional republicanism.
When I say republicanism, I'm not talking about the Republican Party. I'm talking about what the founders intended. They intended a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? I absolutely am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. With that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
dear Blood River Radio family, Ben has said something else so true. Listen, when I go out to St. Jude, when I do stuff like that, raise money, I know that there's 100 different races out there. I know that. And don't get me wrong. People think that, oh, if you're the Klan or if you're Blood River Radio, you hate all these other races. We lived and breathed. We're the only thing we're here for on earth. Our only mission is to go out and try to hunt down non-whites. No. If you think that, you've totally missed the ball. Here's why Blood River Radio is in existence. We came in because mainly we found out what was going on in South Africa. Our white people are being exterminated over there, man, and that's going on right now. We donated our name. Our name is bothering us, the people in South Africa. But what we're doing, our only purpose, we talk about this every week, is to try to stop global white genocide. Is at this point in time, the white race is the only race of people in the world that's being marked for extermination. So, see, we're not out. I really don't care about those other races because, to quote Sam Dixon once said, nowhere in the world, at any time in the 24-hour period when it takes the sun, the earth to revolve around the sun, wherever that sunshine is, it's shining on an organization somewhere, the wringing of hands and the gnashing of teeth, worried about what they're going to do about the darkies. How are we going to save the darkies from killing each other in Kenya, in Mozambique or whatever? They're worried about them. They're worried about the Jews, mainly the blacks and the Jews, and some the yellows, etc. But there's nobody out there fighting for our people, and our people are being marked for extermination. So, I know I'm repeating myself, but that's what we're here for. We're here because we love our people, and we don't want our people exterminated. I don't want my grandson, my granddaughter, my great granddaughter. I don't want them exterminated. I want our white people to be able to live and thrive and reach their destiny that God put it out there for. We're not out here to kill other people. That's what we're here for. And Ben said it all too well. Go ahead, Big Ben. Go ahead, Tennessee Ben.
Well, I mean, you got to, you know, trying to think how to put it in the best words possible. You got to protect your people. And you got to do it in a way that you don't land yourself behind bars. And what better way to protect your people than to be proactive in your community? And I know I've said this before, and you stop me if I start, rehashing what I started in the first hour.
Doing great.
But here's a handful of things you can get involved with to help out in your local community. First off, I'm a firefighter, so I'm going to push this one as hard as I can, just like a Marine recruiter. Get involved with your volunteer fire departments. Hell, if you want, join a professional fire department. There is some stricter bylaws that you have to deal with in that, but go for it. If it's a passion and you love it, do it. But I encourage every Knights Party member or any Klan member that I know that's in good standing to be part of a volunteer fire department. It's a good way to show your community that you're not in it for the money. You're in it for the cause. And you don't even have to be open about your membership, but it'll eventually leak out. And when it does, and they realize what you do for the community, you're not going to get the backlash. I know a member, and this is all I'm going to say, and he's in another state. He is a member of 3 different fire departments because he loves that way of life so much. But get involved with your fire department. Get involved with the EMS side of things. Be a paramedic, first responder. Shoot, go run at St. Jude's with Eddie. Don't wear a swastika. As much as it's fun as it be, you'll cause some children some grief on that one. But, you know, get involved with fundraisers for any cause that's local community-based. And if you don't want to do any of those, go out to your local fire department fundraisers, any of the local cook-offs, and buy a burger for $12 or whatever they're selling them for. Run for mayor, run for alderman. Get involved with your local historical societies so that there's pro-white, like-minded people involved with our historic societies to protect our monuments. You know, you may think, oh, I got to go have a meeting once a month at the city hall. It's going to take up my Thursday evening. What good am I going to do by being an alderman? There's 6 votes against me. but you never know. That one vote you have may change something in history. Adolf Hitler could have sat there in Vienna and gone, man, I didn't make the cut for art school or whatever. He could have sat there and smoked weed, got drunk, and whimpered and whined about it. And now he's seen what was going on in the world, and he said, you know, I'm going to make a change. He got off his ass, and he became one of the greatest leaders we've seen in the 1900s. Matter of fact, probably in the last 200 years, one of the greatest leaders I've seen. Because if you really think about Adolf Hitler in World War II, Germany's not big, much bigger than about the state of Arkansas, maybe a little bigger. And if you really think about it, compare the Arkansas National Guard to the rest of the world. That's about the manpower he was dealing with. So nothing's impossible, especially through Christ. And I'm going to start to lose my track here, but you got any words to put in with that, Eddie?
You're doing great. You know, just last week, Rich Hamlin brought that up about our brother Adolf Hitler, and he said, except for one or two mistakes, and in 1941, I think what Rich was talking about, they split, Hitler split his, I think it's the Army Group South. He split them off and sent, instead of heading full bore to Moscow, he split his armies and sent them south into, to Romania and places like that to because of the oil. Well, I guess you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You have to have oil to run the Blitzkrieg with the tanks and the planes, et cetera.
Yeah.
But if he could have taken Moscow and knocked Moscow out, and he came within a hair, what I understand, of capturing Stalin, the war would have ended in 1941. Could you imagine Germany in control of the entire Soviet Union at that time, the largest landmass nation in the world? Yes, and he did that. You're absolutely right. He started out, Adolf Hitler started out with a handful of people. And he, listen, he refused to bow. He refused to admit defeat before he started. He refused to not start. And I've been told, I've read and been told that even the communists, by the time that Hitler and the National Socialists brought Germany, not only did they bring them out of starvation and bring them out of the worst cesspool, the cesspool of spirituality, a cesspool of intellectualism, a cesspool of nutrition. They were starving. The people were starving. The children were selling themselves. Perverted sex was out of control. Berlin was probably the perverted sex capital of Europe and the United States at the time. He came in, and because with his iron will and just a handful of fellow socialists, national socialists, they changed that around. And even at the end, when Germany came up and was the most powerful nation in Europe, it was probably rivaling the United States in a manufacturing giant. Technologically wise, they were far ahead of the U.S. or any place else. And that's one thing that got them in trouble with people like, Winston Churchill. They were kicking the hell. The Germans under Adolf Hitler, they were kicking the living hell out of the British and the French in manufacturing.
Oh yeah,
They were kicking it. They were conquering world markets. Their goods were unbeatable. Of course, I may be going off of a rabbit trail here, but what got them in trouble with the Jews was the Jews saw that what was happening, and way before the war even started. I think it was 1939, maybe 1937. I have an article here somewhere that says World Judea declares war on Germany and Adolf Hitler. You see, he kicked out. Hitler and the National Socialists, they kicked out all those Jew international bankers, the central bankers. And that's why Putin's in trouble right now. One of the main reasons he is in trouble, because he kicked those Jew bankers out. But they started an economic system. I only wished I had a textbook and it was told exactly how they designed their currency. It was not based on gold or silver. It was based on a unit of labor. I wished I knew how to do it, but it was an economic miracle that he did that, like you say. It just from raw will, an iron will, a never say give up. But and also, you had to say the guy had to be a genius. And with that, I hear the music.
Oh, yeah.
We'll come right back to you as soon as this break. This is the last break of the first hour. We'll go right back to Tennessee Bend when this break's over with. Hang on, people. We'll be right back.
Step into the boots of the American West with Range Magazine, where grit meets grace. This is a front row seat to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of ranchers, farmers, and stewards of the land. From jaw-dropping photography to no-nonsense reporting, Range brings you the untold tales of life on the range. Whether you're a city dweller with a cowboy's heart or living life where the pavement ends, Range speaks to the soul of the West. Subscribe today at rangemagazine.com.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you magnificent. Thank you so much, Blood River Radio family, for hanging out. We were having a great conversation here in the beginning. Anyway, to start with, going back to what we were talking about, Adolf Hitler, I doubt if anybody ever loved his people more than Adolf Hitler loved his people, just like we love our people. And there's been so many lies about that. And I'm glad you brought him up, because guess what? I've talked to Brother Paul Fromm just today and yesterday. People, we're going to start. You know how we do Confederate history every third hour on Blood River Radio? We're going to start a German history series on Blood River Radio. And Paul Fromm's going to kind of lead it. As you know, he's German descent. He is in this organization that Sister Monica Schaefer is in. It's called the Truth and Justice for German Society. I have the sticker right here. I'm going to be a proud supporter of that and a proud pusher of it. But we're going to do a complete, starting from the first grade level, go up to university level, we're going to do a complete history of the nation of Germany. Probably start, and it's relatively a new nation, though. They only came to brought those individual kingdoms together, like Bavaria, and I don't know. In fact, I was over there on R&R back. I forgot what month, what year, really, but on R&R, we went through Birch's Garden, if I remember right. That was where the Eagle's Nest was. Hitler had his Eagle's Nest. We went through Munich, and I went all the way on down to Rome. And on a damn train, here I was couldn't speak good German, couldn't speak French, couldn't speak Italian. I got on a damn train and rode a train all the way across Europe, all the way, by guys, down to Rome, Italy. And I was giving people a pile of money and said, "Here, I want some of that." I didn't know it looked like pizza. That's the first time I ever had any pizza. Now, I swear, I believe I came back with more money when I started with. I think they had, who is this poor, ignorant, 20-year-old dumbass? And he comes all the way down here. He don't know where the hell he is, where he's going. I knew I wouldn't in Vietnam. And I said, that was good enough for me. But anyway,
you're back. A brave man just to point at it and eat it. I wouldn't do that in every neck of the woods.
I said, give me some of that. And they would. And, you know, come and find out, I was in one of these, they call it a pizzeria. The damn thing is probably 400 years old. Some of the best pizza you ever had in your life. Did you know I was in the damn Army before I even knew what pizza was? I was poor. We didn't have pizza in those days. And I know that's getting way off topic, way off track. But anyway, Hitler loved his people. We can't all be not off Hitler's, unfortunately. But we can do what we can. So back to you, Tennessee, Ben. Bring us in, buddy. Bat us in.
Well, I guess bat us in, like you were saying. I guess to get on my finalize my rant is be proactive in your neck of the woods, whether it's out in the sticks, help your local neighbors. If you're in a city, help your local whites out. One thing I do have to touch on is if you do go into the fire service, and Eddie will vouch for this, being LPN, is that whether you're a first responder or a firefighter, you have duty to act. When you show up on a scene, the resources we have as firefighters do not allow us to segregate. You do what you're supposed to do. You show up. If it's a black man and you got to give him CPR, you give him CPR. No, we don't use mouth-to-mouth anymore, so you don't have to worry about that. But yes, you will be required in the fire service to administer medical or whatever to anyone due to the way the modern world works. So now, being a volunteer, if you know the address and you don't show up, that's on you. But, you know, if you show up to a colored person's house burning down, you help them out, that goes a long way. Back when I was in the rowdier days, I helped a colored man on a motorcycle club fix his Harley, and I was wearing a very quite bold shirt that said the white power KKK across it and about a 12 inch myoke on the chest. I walked up and he was a 1% black club. I fixed his bike. He said, here's $20 to donate to your cause.
Wow.
You know, they'll support you if they know that you're a good person. And I guess that's going to ruffle some feathers. But you know what? Be a good person and the world will be good back to you. It's all about love. You know, love your people, love your God, be a decent human. Go out of your way to help people. It shows. Don't tell people you're about unity and about the cause and this and that and the other, and only show up when it's time to light a cross, or show up in time when it's potluck at your own little quiet gathering. Get out there, be a voice, be supportive of your fellow people. Go buy local, go support your local shops. Get off your butt and do something. We have so many people in the movement, whether you're Klan or just pro-white, that would just rather sit on your butt and bitch about the situation. Get off your ass and get out there. I know I'm kind of bringing the rod in on that one, but you know, you got to hear it.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
I need to hear it myself some days, but we have got to get off our asses and be productive. Look at the 20s Klan. The 20s Klan didn't get to where they were because they sat on their ass and drank beer. They put on carnivals. They put on, fundraisers to raise money to give gifts at Christmas to the people in need. Matter of fact, there's a picture rolling around, and I'll send it to you, Eddie, of the Klan donating radios to some elder colored folks so they could listen. This was right after the radio came out, and mostly what you heard on the radio was either music or preachers, and they donated these radios out to some of the colored elders and most of the elders in the community so that they didn't have to leave their house to go hear the sermons. I think that picture was taken in about 1923 or 24. But, you know, I had something I was going to say, and I just lost it. Shoot. Anyway, you know, be productive. Help the community out. Be like Christ. I guess that's what I was going to say is, you know, treat the world like Christ would treat you. Be willing to sacrifice everything for your brothers and sisters. You know, and like I said at the beginning, protesting is fun. Don't do it in your local town. Go shit in someone else's backyard. But remember, we're not in this to raise hell and cause trouble. We're in this to be a supportive people for our people, to raise each other up, to strengthen our people, and to support each other in Christ. And just get out there, bring the light to the world, and it'll make you feel much more productive about what you're doing. I guess that's kind of what I had to say right there.
Well, I'll tell you what, you laid it out there, brother. You did. You filled it from wall to wall, from ceiling to floor to ceiling. You most certainly did. Yes, it's all about saving our people, and there's more than one way to do that. We are the white race. I know people being of Christian identity will say that it's the white race of the lost tribe of Israel or the white people. Like I was telling Jason Robbie, come on next. I never have been in the Christian identity. I don't understand everything they talk about. I just go by straight Bible. But same. I am straight up hardcore segregationist. I will help people if I can, if I have to, like you said.
Yeah.
But I am for my people. The rest of the world can take care of their own, but I'm going to take care of my white people. I love myself more than I love another black. I love my parents more than I love another black's parents. I love my wife more than I love the black's wife down the street. I love my children.
Yep.
I like them. I want my kids to look like me. They do, thank God. I want my grandchildren to look like me. I want to look like my great-great-grandparents who were all white.
Mm-hmm.
I think 100%. White race, the most beautiful race there ever was. There's no other race can compare in beauty and intelligence to the white race. People don't like that. It's just too bad. And I'd like to say, I don't necessarily hate blacks, and sometimes I do. I'll admit it. Sometimes I hate them with a virulent hatred that can fell to Mississippi River, because here in Memphis, we've had, I don't know how many shootings we've had this week, but last week we had 37 shootings in Memphis. It's every single one of them were black. Every rape you hear about is black. Every carjacking black is black. And they're able to get by with that because of the Juju, who supports them all the way. You get a nig that gets put in jail for murder, what have you. They're walking. We have a nig that was put in jail for like shooting somebody on the damn interstate, like, what, 8 days ago? He went in jail 48 hours, and a Jew lawyer gets him out. He's out, you know, without even knowing. And they can't give him bond because they beat Poe. And it's discrimination to charge him bond because they beat Poe. And besides, it's racism to put somebody in jail. It's almost like they're saying it's racist to put somebody in jail. All he did was kill somebody. All he did is shoot somebody when they go around I-240. They're like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tennessee Ben, we've run completely out of the time. You did a fantastic job. I'd like to thank you for coming on. I hope you'll be coming on soon again. Oh, we'll have to get together. I want to do an operation with you. I want to talk about that on the air, but we ran out of time. Anyway, hey, I'll be getting back in touch with you. You get in touch with me, brother.
All right.
Thanks a lot for
God
coming on.
God bless everyone. Have a good evening.
Yes, sir. Well, folks, we're transitioning to the second hour right now. We're going to pick up Jason Robb, my little spirit son. Be right back, folks. Go get some coffee.